Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be intentional as we take three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Bring your attention into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. That wonderful organ that beats, circulating our blood around our system without us being conscious of it. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional of our time together, that we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us as us. Inhale. Hold. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 132 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Enter into the silence, into the heart of truth. For herein lies the great mystery, where life is ever unfolding. Herein the divine plan is made known. The plan all are invited to serve. Listen for the music of the spheres in the resounding silence of the universe. May balance and harmony be your aim as you are drawn into the heart of love. Those who follow the way of love with calm and faith-filled intent know that all is working towards healing and wholeness. And may the healing power of love lift you from the limitations of fear and ignorance into the arms of freedom. May the peace of the Spirit bless you and lead you on life's journey. Be not afraid of the silence, for wisdom's voice is heard there. As you follow the light, you become gentle and kind. You come to live in the light and see through love's eyes. Children enter the world radiating the spirit. Learn from them of innocence and simplicity. Learn to cooperate with the unseen realms, to see beyond the veil. Wise are those who learn through silence. Learn to listen well, for beyond the silence and stillness within, you will come to know a profound and dazzling silence. Herein lies the music of the spheres, the harmony of creation. Enter into the sacred altar within. Converse with the beloved in sweet communion. Blessings of the great silence be with you as you help to rebuild the heart of the world with love. Divine beloved, groundless being, thou who art the art, the absolute mystery of life, the source of all that is, the spirit that penetrates everything and all things. There is nowhere where you are not. You are the life force. You are the presence. You are the energy that resides in the smallest atom or particle, into and beyond the cosmos and the galaxies that exist. So as we consciously come into your presence this morning, opening up our hearts to the hearts of silence, to listen to your inner words that silently rise up through consciousness. Let us be filled full with your presence right here, right now. Let us open up our hearts to love, as the psalmist says, so that we can rebuild the world. Right now, there is so much happening across our globe. So much distrust, discontent, dis-ease. But even when it feels overwhelming or too much, we come back to the remembrance that there is nowhere where you are not. And as we surrender in the silence to you, knowing that there is nothing too hard for God to do, we trust that the right solutions, the right outcomes, the right experiences will be manifested. We do not know how, for your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are far loftier than our thoughts. But we can trust in the unfailing, unchanging life that is your spirit. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For our individual needs, be it for health, be it for our emotional, mental, spiritual, financial, relationships, whatever our need for healing, I know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask of. You simply require that we allow our faith to come to the fore and allow our worries to recede to the back. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And without faith it is impossible to please you. And so we know you are not a God of judgment, but simply the energy and the life force that is awaiting direction through our faith to do the work. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our spirits, that we may be energized, that we may be made whole in the remembrance of our oneness with you. That whatever we feel is broken in our world or in us, we can know that that is not the truth. For your spirit is whole and perfect, ever awaiting its truest expression. to find the loved, grounded being source of all that is. You take a moment to rest in the silence, to listen to your still small voice. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. And so it is. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again to Dr. Inner Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.